From Malone News, the Senator the mRNA industry built. 2 weeks from now, on May 16, 2026, Louisiana Republicans will vote in a closed primary that has become the single most consequential intra-party election of the second Trump term. Senator Bill Cassidy, who has held the seat since 2015, is fighting for his political life against three challengers. They are Congresswoman Julia Letlow, who carries President Trump's complete and total endorsement and the endorsement of Governor Jeff Landry, State Treasurer John Fleming, the former congressman, and Mark Spencer. The most recent Emerson College poll, released April 26, shows Fleming at 28%, Letlow at 27%, and Cassidy at 21%. 22% of voters remain undecided. The senator's path to the runoff is narrow and getting narrower. A development from the past 72 hours bears registration before the substantive argument begins. On April 29, 2026, the United States Supreme Court ruled in Louisiana v. Calais that the state's current congressional map was an unconstitutional racial gerrymander. The day after the decision, Governor Landry signed an executive order suspending the closed party primaries for U.S. House races only until July 15, 2026, or until the legislature redraws the maps. Within hours of Landry's executive order, Cassidy posted on X that the governor's decision to move ahead with the Senate race during a confusing time is disappointing. It is an unusual move for an incumbent senator to publicly object to his own state's governor for proceeding with his primary on he originally scheduled date. The reason it happened is straightforward enough. Cassidy is running third on the most recent polling, and a delay of his primary into July or later would have given him weeks to consolidate institutional support, allow national press attention to shift, and possibly insulate him from the redistricting drama that is dominating Louisiana political coverage. Secretary of State Nancy Landry's official statement made clear that all other races on the May 16 ballot would proceed as scheduled. Senator Cassidy's public reaction to the governor's decision is itself worth registering. Governor Landry, who has endorsed Letlow, declined to extend that lifeline. Most of the coverage has focused on the obvious. Cassidy's 2021 vote to convict Donald Trump in the second impeachment trial, the president's resulting determination to drive him from the Senate. The spectacle of an incumbent Republican facing a credible primary challenge in a state Trump carried by 22 points. The senator's disappointing statement, directed at his own state's Republican governor 2 weeks before voting, is the response of a man who knows the math. A great deal has been written about why this primary matters. That is the political surface of the story. The deeper story, the one that should matter to anyone who has followed the MAHA movement's first 15 months in federal power, is something the political coverage has barely touched. Bill Cassidy is not just a Republican who voted to convict Trump. He is the senator most directly responsible on the documented record for the institutional containment of Secretary Kennedy's MAHA agenda. He is the senator the mRNA industry's principal lobbying organization has been engaging with since July 2023, before Kennedy was even nominated. And he is the senator who, in February 2026, used his Senate Help Committee chairmanship to publicly confront NIH Director Jay Bhattacharya over the very mRNA grant terminations and contract cancellations that the president's own Health and Human Services Secretary had ordered. It argues that the record, fairly read, makes Cassidy's primary defeat not just a Trump loyalty question but a substantive policy question, a question about whether the MAHA agenda will continue to be contained by a Senate Health Committee chair operating in alignment with the very industry incumbent T.S. the agenda was elected to confront. This essay lays out the documentary record. Louisiana voters have an opportunity, on May 16, to settle that question. The contained MAHA story begins on February 13, 2025, the day Bill Cassidy announced he would vote to confirm Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as Secretary of Health and Human Services. The Senate Health Committee chairman had spent the preceding weeks publicly wavering, and his eventual yes was conditioned on what he described as a series of promises from Kennedy aimed at protecting faith in vaccines. Those promises, as Cassidy later detailed in his floor remarks and in subsequent interviews, included commitments that the Kennedy HHS would maintain unchanged the existing CDC vaccine schedule, would not seek to remove vaccines already on the recommended schedule without conducting evidence-based reviews, would maintain the existing vaccine adverse event reporting system RAT, rather than replacing it, would seek Senate input before making major changes to the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, and would refrain from using HHS authority to discourage childhood vaccination broadly. Every one of those conditions was structured to preserve, in its essentials, the pre-2025 vaccine policy status quo, the status quo that the MAHA movement's most committed adherents, including the millions of Americans who voted for Trump Kennedy on the explicit promise of vaccine policy reform, had been organizing against for 15 years. The vote was 52-48. Cassidy was the deciding Republican. Without his vote, the nomination would have failed. The Cassidy conditions were not, in retrospect, the act of a skeptical senator preserving institutional integrity. They were the act of a senator with a specific structural relationship to the mRNA platform pharmaceutical industry, exacting policy concessions on that industry's behalf as the price of allowing Kennedy's confirmation to proceed. In November 2023, more than a year before Kennedy was nominated, a new pharmaceutical industry trade association quietly registered itself in Washington. Its name is the Alliance for mRNA Medicines, AMM. Its founding members numbered 31. Its operational vehicle was Leavitt Partners, the Washington consulting firm founded by former HHS Secretary Mike Leavitt, under George W. Bush. Its executive director, Clay Alspech, is a Leavitt Partners principal and former chief health counsel for the House Energy and Commerce Committee under Representative Fred Upton, where he led the committee's work on the 21st Century Cures Act and other major health legislation. The Alliance for mRNA Medicines did not exist to lobby for the mRNA platform's continued commercial viability against competitive threats from other pharmaceutical platforms. It existed to lobby for the platform's continued regulatory and political insulation against the mRNA skeptical political movement that, by November 2023, was clearly emerging as a major force in American politics. AMM's first inaugural Washington meetings, which the organization itself documented on its LinkedIn account on July 27, 2023, 4 months before its formal founding, were not held with random congressional offices. They were held with a specific list of officials whose positions on mRNA platform policy mattered. The list, as AMM publicly disclosed, Senator Bill Cassidy, Representative Brett Guthrie, then FDA Center for Biologics Evaluation and Research Director Peter Marks, Cancer Moonshot Leadership, White House Office of Science and Technology Policy Leadership, Senior Staff for Senators Gary Peters and Bob Casey. Senator Cassidy was on that list before the Alliance for mRNA Medicines had its formal founding meeting. He was on that list because his position on mRNA platform policy mattered to the industry building the lobbying organization that would be deployed against the MAHA movement's agenda 18 months later. The senator and the trade association have been documented as engaging with each other since July 2023, before Kennedy was nominated, BFO.